Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
In the news, though, before we do get to the big take, Tony Bruno, more updates on your boy, Luigi. Not your Luigi, but obviously the different Luigi.
It's so bizarre hearing it on the news all the time, the name Luigi.
It doesn't go away, does it? Like, I mean, we're now 11 days into this story, I believe?
I've lost interest in the story, believe it or not. I mean, I'm just going to wait for something. Yeah. You know, the guy's a punk. Did you see that there was in Boston, there was a club, a nightclub with a DJ?
Yes.
Banging music. And he was showing pictures of this Luigi.
Yeah.
Dork,
yeah.
And the crowd was going nuts. So we know Boston is shot. Yeah. Let's be honest. Let's write the entire state of Massachusetts off, okay?
Amen.
I know the Celtics are good.
Amen.
But they have the Boston has the worst mayor ever. They've got the worst governor, Healy. And they've got the two worst senators, United States senators.
Yeah.
They got that, what's her face? Hiawatha, Pocahontas, Liz Warren, and the other Pocahontas or
the Boston thing kind of surprised me, though, because after the Boston bombings, which were radicalized youth, this guy also has.
Oh, yeah. He's got a cult following.
You know, he's been radicalized and he has a screw loose. He has mental issues, which is kind of the same with the Yarnoff brothers. And you would think that Boston, out of all places, would have things a little bit more in perspective, that this could have easily, he could have easily, instead of targeting one CEO, he could have done a bomb or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, the false idol, the worshiping of this guy, all the social media, pop culture sensation coverage that he's getting is sickening. Although I did find it interesting that this, you know, we talk about, I just never thought it could be my son or my boyfriend or my husband or my brother. And the news coming out over the weekend, not only did this kid go off the grid with his mom, according to the mother, she last spoke to him on July 1st. And then there was a report filed for a missing person, which ended up being him on November 18th. Obviously, he allegedly commits the act on December 4th. And then I also read a few days ago, this was probably Wednesday or Thursday, his friend said he stopped communicating with them 3 months ago. Now, if you go back to that point, we're talking Labor Day, early September. So this guy, I think, snapped at some point in the summer. I mean, he stopped talking to his mom almost 7 months ago. This is a guy that was clearly planning and plotting, which I think shows a lot of premeditation. And then, of course, the media coverage on top of it. I think this guy wants to be idolized and viewed as a martyr.
Yep, absolutely. But the other, you know, the other big story, we'll get to it, is the drones. The drone story. I don't even mean Sloppy Chris Christie, who was pictured with all the drones.
Sloppy
over the
Chris
weekend.
Christie.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Trump retweeted that. And
I know.
People are like going, can you believe that he did this?
All the memes with Chris Christie sitting there with McDonald's being delivered from drones to Chris Christie place.
Yep.
Well, Chris Christie weighed in on the drone situation. I don't know if you heard this.
No, well, he weighs in on everything. He and Pritzker, the governor of Illinois.
Yeah.
Nobody weighs in more than those two guys.
You got to weigh in daily, right?
Sean, can you grab cut 20 here since we're just kind of freewheeling here, which I love. This is Chris
Christie. We're not freebasing, though. That's not cool anymore.
We're freeballing it at 6:11.
That's right.
This is Chris Christie weighing in on the drone situation. So Alejandro Mayorkas was on ABC this week, which we'll get to in 1 second. And I know Nick is doing a big take on on how George Stephanopoulos and ABC had to eat crow over the weekend. So we'll get to that in a second. But this is Chris Christie discussing the drone situation in his home state of New Jersey. Roll it.
Christie, former New Jersey governor. Chris, welcome back.
Thank you, George.
To this week. You're a New Jersey resident. Have you seen any drones?
Yeah. 2 mornings ago over my house at 6:15 in the morning. Saw them myself, so did my wife. And so, yeah, they're there. And I've been traveling around New Jersey as I normally do all week. And I can't tell you the number of people who have come up to me concerned about it. And that's.
But is this a mass hysteria of some sort?
Well, here's why, George. Because of answers like the secretary just gave. They're not answering the questions.
Well, he said they're monitoring it. They haven't seen any unusual activity, and they need more authority.
Let me tell you something. I agree that they need more authority. But to not say that this is not, that to say this is not unusual activity, it's just wrong. I lived in New Jersey my whole life. This is the first time that I've noticed drones over my house. And I was in a restaurant in Monmouth County on Friday night.
Shocking.
Had people at the bar coming up to me and saying, Governor Murphy won't tell me anything. The president won't tell me anything. Do you know? Like, well, I don't know, but I will tell you this. I think this is what happens in our society now, George, when because we're used to having things so rapidly. If you don't fill that vacuum, then all the conspiracy theories get filled in there. So you've got people like Congressman Jeff Van Drew saying there's an Iranian mothership off the coast of New Jersey.
Not true.
Absolutely not true. And provably now not true. And he's had to back off that. You can't have conspiracy theorists filling the space. But the Biden administration and state authorities have to be more vocal and let people know exactly what they're doing. This interview this morning was a bit of a better step, but I think much too little too late.
Well, there's a riveting sight of all that we just heard there. How about going up to Chris Christie on a Friday night at a bar and asking him about the drones? Who the hell
is he in the bar? Well, we know Phil Murphy's usually in a bar, drunk as a skunk, unavailable for comment, even when he had a news conference to discuss the drones last week when Dawn was talking about it, and he didn't even show up Phil Murphy.
Right.
And I know he wasn't at the dentist, if you've seen his
or the barbershop.
I saw one video that is, I think, maybe one of the drones that came down, and it looks almost like a small aircraft that has four of the normal helicopter wings, kind of, off to the side. So the middle part of it looks shaped like a little tiny airplane, except it's as large as a car.
Right.
And then it has four arms with helicopter wings.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look like what we think of as a drone.
Yeah. You know it's a legit issue when Alejandro Mayorkas comes out and starts talking. This is the same skunk that told us for years there was not a crisis at the southern border.
Exactly.
Right? So the second you see him talking, you know it's a complete lie and total lip service.
Exactly right.
All right. 6:15, let's get to a Monday Big Take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, the Big Take brought to you by Turn 7 Liquidations. As ABC kisses the ring, CNN bends the knee, and CBS continues to play hardball. Another action-packed weekend for Donald J. Trump, and the winning keeps on piling up. On Saturday, news coming down that Donald Trump won his defamation suit against ABC and George Stephanopoulos, as both Georgie Boy and the network apologized to Donald Trump and were forced to pay $15 million to settle a defamation suit. The $15 million will come in the form of a charitable contribution to a Trump presidential foundation and museum. The network also has to cover Trump's $1 million in attorney fees. And this all stems from George Stephanopoulos' contentious and heated interview with South Carolina Rep. Nancy Mace back in March of 2024. We covered the story extensively here on the show. We played you the clip for you on the cut sheet. And if you recall, this back and forth really stuck in the craw of Dawn Stensland. Here was that exchange that ultimately cost ABC and George Stephanopoulos $15 million. Listen and watch.
Yes, this morning. And you've endorsed Donald Trump for president. Judges and two separate juries have found him liable for rape and for defaming the victim of that rape. How do you square your endorsement of Donald Trump with the testimony we just saw?
Well, I will tell you, I was raped at the age of 16. And any rape victim will tell you, I've lived for 30 years with an incredible amount of shame over being raped. I didn't come forward because of that judgment and shame that I felt. And it's a shame that you will never feel, George. And I'm not going to sit here on your show and be asked a question meant to shame me about another potential rape victim. I'm not gonna do that.
It's actually not about shaming you. It's a question about Donald Trump.
No, you are shaming me.
You've endorsed Donald Trump for president.
Right.
Donald Trump has been found liable for rape by a jury. Donald Trump has been found liable for defaming the victim of that rape by a jury. It's been affirmed by a judge.
It was not a criminal court case, number one. Number two, I live with shame. And you're asking me a question about my political choices, trying to shame me as a rape victim, and I find it disgusting. And quite frankly, E. Jean Carroll's comments when she did get the judgment, joking about what she was going to buy, it makes it harder for women to come forward when they make a mockery out of rape, when they joke about it.
Doesn't it make it harder for women to come forward when they
It makes it harder when other women joke about it, and she's joked about it. I find it offensive. And I also find it offensive that you're trying to shame me with this question.
I'm not trying to shame you.
You are.
In fact,
I have dealt with this for 30 years. You know how hard it was to tell my story 5 years ago when they were doing a fetal heartbeat bill and there were no exceptions for rape, incest, rape or incest in there? I had to tell my story because no other woman was coming forward. No rape victims were represented. And you're trying to shame me this morning.
I'm just asking.
And I find it offensive. And this is why women won't come forward.
Women won't come forward because they're defamed by those who perpetrate rape.
They are judged and they're shamed. And you're trying to shame me this morning.
I think
it's disgusting.
I'm not shaming you at all.
I told my story. It took me 25 years to tell my story. I was judged for it. I still get judged for it today.
I'm asking you a very simple question.
We all realize that George is a clown, and now that cost comes at the expense of $15 million to his employer. Nancy Mace tweeting yesterday after the ruling came down in favor of Trump, "Let this be a warning to all haters. Defamation is real, and your free trial of bad-mouthing just expired." For those unaware of the legal issue at hand here, Trump filed a defamation suit against Stephanopoulos after he asserted that Trump was, quote, found liable for rape in a civil case during that interview with Nancy Mace, except he never was. Stephanopoulos repeated that claim 10 times during his spat with Mace, despite the fact that a jury actually determined Trump was liable for, quote, sexual abuse, which has a distinct definition under New York law. Now you know why. On Kale and Company, we are very cognizant of using the word allegedly when discussing stories involving crimes. And this should be a lesson for other outlets and publications as well, like the Huffington Post that tweeted a link, as well as the Daily Mail, to stories about Daniel Penny in the last few days with headlines such as this. Quote, "The man accused of killing Jordan Neely, a homeless black man, will sit beside the future president and vice president at the Army-Navy football game." X immediately community noting them with the following disclaimer. The post is purposely misleading. Penny stood trial and was acquitted by a jury of his peers. He did not kill a homeless black man. He immobilized someone who was threatening to kill innocent people on the subway, including a mother with a young child in the stroller. So the lesson learned, facts matter, and also media manipulation is real. And speaking of the Army-Navy game, CBS should be ashamed of themselves for the lack of coverage of Donald Trump and his administration attending America's game. I watched the entire broadcast from start to finish. They showed Donald Trump on camera for a total of 5 seconds. Army and Navy, they battle for the Commander-in-Chief's trophy. Last time I checked, Donald Trump is going to be again the Commander-in-Chief. They showed the trophy for well over half a minute. But most of the visual coverage that you saw of Trump and Vance and Elon Musk and Daniel Penny and Tulsi Gabbard and Mike Johnson and others came courtesy of social media. And speaking of the Army-Navy game, Joe Biden, in his 4 years, attended all of zero games between Army and Navy. Zero. None. But I'm sure if Army's kicker identified as transgendered, he'd probably give that person a Medal of Valor. And while we're on Biden, let's talk pardons, commuted sentences, and rescinded actions, shall we? Biden handing down a ton of them since we were last on the air this Friday, bringing his total to the highest of any president in a landslide in my lifetime. I was born in 1984. I'll be 41 in a couple of days. Here are the total of pardons by president. Joe Biden has now pardoned 8,062 individuals.
Barack Obama way back in a distant second at 1,927. Bill Clinton, 459. Ronald Reagan, 406. Donald Trump, 237. G.W. Bush, 200. And H.W. Bush, 77. Joe Biden has 8,000, and he still has 5 weeks to go. Trump has 237. Ask yourself why. But finally, speaking of Trump, as ABC bent the knee and CBS played hardball, we have CNN who decided to kiss the ring. Van Jones, commentator for CNN, with maybe the most important and spot-on analysis he's ever given about the legacy media, the mainstream media, Democrats, and the way they view Donald Trump. Listen and watch this clip.
Everybody keeps, the problem is you have a framework in your mind that how can Donald Trump? Guys, can we cut it out? Donald Trump is not an idiot. Donald Trump, let me just be very clear. Donald Trump is smarter than me, you, and all critics. You know why we know? Because he has the White House, the Senate, the House.
Totally agree.
Support, the popular vote. He has a massive media ecosystem bigger than the mainstream built around him and for him, and a religious fervor in a political movement around him. And he, his best buddy, is the richest person in the history of the world, and the most relevant Kennedy is with him. This dude is a phenomenon. He is the most powerful human on Earth and in our lifetime. And we're still saying, well, how is this guy? We look like idiots to ordinary people.
You're totally right.
Perhaps those Democrats who were saying over the weekend that they're going to boycott Trump's inauguration in 5 weeks will watch that clip and realize just how foolish they really look. But I wouldn't hold my breath. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
And it's brought to you by Turn 7 Liquidations. Closing liquidation. Turn 7 Liquidations must vacate and liquidate immediately with massive extra 50% off savings. Everything for Christmas. Electronics, furniture, toys, and more toys. Now being sacrificed at an extra 50% off. But hurry, Turn 7 Philadelphia Mills. Turn 7 Liquidations. If you want to jump in, you can certainly do so. 855-839-1210. We'll come back. We'll get some thoughts, some tweets, some YouTube comments. Get Tony and Bruno and Robin and Greg's thoughts, and then we'll delve into more of the drone stories. We have an update from a New Jersey sheriff. We have an update from a New York airport. And also, one highly qualified individual says, this might just be reconnaissance work by our own government. We'll get into all of it as we continue. Drone Watch continues on. It's Kale and Company here on this Monday morning. Tony, Bruno, and Robin in for Dawn. We're back after this on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Two, count them, two Monday Night Football games tonight. Chicago at Minnesota and Atlanta at Las Vegas. Taking the Bears plus 7 tonight. And the Atlanta Falcons minus 5.5. Attack of the NFL action on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It's America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can get $150 in bonus bets if you win. FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just go to FanDuel.com/Greg. FanDuel.com/Greg to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/Greg. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 1210 WPHD. 21 and over, President PA. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
What a day. I'll get your thoughts, because I know, Robin, I'm sure you might have some thoughts on the female perspective of the way Nancy Mace was kind of ravaged there in that two-minute clip by Stephanopoulos. But, I mean, Tony, you've been paying attention to politics for a long time. You remember when George was all about covering, the whole Clinton stuff 30 years ago. So I'm not surprised that he got hit with this slap on the wrist here. I don't know. Is it more than a slap on the wrist? Because if you're ABC and you got to dole out $15 million, you're not probably sending George a Christmas card and a bottle of booze this year, are you?
No, but the bottom line here is that, remember, they were sued for $1 billion. So the reason they came up with this $15 million, I mean, it's Disney writing another check. And remember, the View chicks over every day have to give, like, legal, well, now they're saying alleged. So they're being told every single day when they say something libelous.
Yeah.
That they have to give a legal explanation afterwards.
But they're only doing that now. There is a bunch of times where
they've been sued.
Have they, though?
Yes. Trump should be suing.
I miss those lawsuits.
No, Trump should be suing CBS. Yes. Remember you last week we saw what's-her-face, the woman on 60 Minutes,
Leslie Stahl.
Yeah. Sitting down with another old broad, pimping a book, Peggy Noonan, talking about how the news media is dying.
Yeah,
you know why it's dying? You are killing it, Leslie Stahl. Remember, Trump should also sue CBS for that 60 Minutes thing when she said there's no evidence of the Hunter Biden laptop, right?
Yep.
So the thing about the George Stephanopoulos bimbo eruptions case,
right?
The reason they settled it, ABC would rather write a $15 million check and have George go out there and apologize than take this to court where they could possibly lose $100 million or more, which would really hurt ABC. So $15 million to write this off and have it go away. They did this for one reason over a weekend and one reason alone. They did not want George Stephanopoulos, or Snuffleupagus as I call him, exposed in front of a court of law where he would have to go through a deposition hearing.
That's right.
That's why this was settled out of court, to get it out of the way.
But don't you think this also opens up more lawsuits actually being won by Trump in other ones?
Well, all of these websites out there. Daily Mail did it over the weekend, and I'm surprised. The Daily Mail typically is more, quote, pro-Trump on that side of the media. They committed another egregious headline that was very similar to the Huffington Post, where they're calling Daniel Penny a killer.
Yeah,
the guy was acquitted. You can't be putting out headlines like that. What are they?
Oh, they have interns? They've exposed the woman who wrote that now. She's been doxxed, yes.
Oh, she has. Well, I saw that this morning.
Well, no, if it's a reporter.
No, if it's a reporter, and a reporter with some slimy background in her career. I'll have to find that story. I saw it on X earlier this morning.
Okay.
But there it is. The author of the anti-Daniel Perry Daily Mail and Mail Online article, Emma Richter, is a Black Lives Matter activist. This reporter uncovered photos from her private social media accounts, which reveal that Emma is a heavyset white woman. And it goes on and explains other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Laura Loomer, so take with it what you will.
Yeah.
But it actually shows her background, and that she wrote this article. She covers an array of subjects from crimes to breaking news, entertainment, real estate, and more. She has covered the 2024 election and extensively reported on the Nikolai Mew murder case and trial. She's from Montclair University.
That's
and
Jersey.
This is the woman who wrote the article saying "Subway Killer Daniel Penny All Smiles."
Mm-hmm.
So he's not the Subway Killer,
right? Exactly.
He was acquitted in the court of law.
That's
so
right.
That's the lawsuit right there waiting to happen,
mm-hmm.
and that should happen.
Yep, and that's exactly what Nancy May said. The days of, you know, free slandering are over. You know, your free trial has expired. And speaking of Nancy Mace, because I know Dawn was very opinionated about the way Stephanopoulos kind of cornered her in that interview.
Yes.
So, Robin, I'll get your thoughts as a female.
Myself as well.
Yeah.
I have been sexually abused. I have been assaulted. I think all women have this feeling that anybody that's really had it happen to them, anybody that fakes it, you are even more incensed and angry at them, because it makes anything that happened to you just washed away. Any woman who falsely accuses a man should have the exact same thing happen to them legally.
Punishment wise,
that what your accusation is.
Well, that's the Duke lacrosse story we just had last week.
I know.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, is that those three guys will never get their full lives back.
Nope.
What happened to them will be with them for the rest of their lives, no matter what, because there's still going to be people out there that haven't heard that she took back her accusations, that she's now repenting, and they will still think of them as rapists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's always going to be out there.
Yep, you're right. 855-839-1210. And in the case of the Duke lacrosse players, we're talking like almost 20 years since that story happened. So it's just crazy. Speaking of crazy, let's get to the Jersey drone stories, because we talked a little bit about it in the quasi-news to start the show. But you have Jersey sheriffs, you have New York airports, you have high-level people in the government with good theories that are coming out now. We'll start locally and work our way out in New Jersey, where the Ocean County Sheriff, Michael Mastronardi, I'm reading this from the New York Post. He is fed up and said that he tried to track the mystery drones swarming the skies above his county himself, but they, quote, easily evaded his effort. The Ocean County Sheriff saying that on Thursday, in a bid to follow one of the 50 unmanned aerial vehicles coming off of the ocean, that this turned into a very tough task for him. The officer alerted not only state police, but the FBI and the U.S. Coast Guard. Coast Guard officials then reported 13 drones with wingspans of 8 feet following one of their vessels. They also go on to say that the mysterious drones, which don't give off heat like more typical versions, swiftly maneuvered out of their clutches, Mastronardi told News Nation reporter Rich McHugh on Friday. And also an anchor on that network explained in conversation with the sheriff that he originally thought that the drone hysteria might be a result of pranksters until he saw them himself. He goes on to say, those things, they look like they are fixed wing and they have multiple lights. I'm not really sure how to process what we saw last night. Both myself and the photographer were stunned. They say that the SUV-sized unidentified aircraft have been flying over New Jersey since the week before Thanksgiving, which was November 18th. And then on Friday, after we got off the air, John Kirby, who is probably more eloquent in saying nothing than the binder, Karine Jean-Pierre, says there's nothing to fear and that people might be imagining things. Is that not the biggest slap in the face to the American public? You don't know what you're seeing. You're hallucinating. You're imagining things. What you see up there is a figment of your imagination, Tony Bruno. Something's up there. And
it's like that movie, Don't Look Up.
Yeah.
Don't Look Up.
Yeah.
Well, because when you can't explain, you know, they know what they are.
Of course they do.
When you can't explain what they are, you first start off saying, well, they're not really what you think they are. And now New York is now, oh, this all changed because they allowed drones to fly at night, which wasn't allowed before.
Yep.
Nonsense. There are so many drone shows that are happening now all over the world. Did you see the one? There was this Christmas drone show with like 1,000 drones in the air. So drones are sophisticated. They can be all coordinated electronically to go up and be in formation. And so that's the thing that's crazy here. This has nothing to do with, well, this is only happening because the FAA allowed drones to fly at night. I mean, since when have drones not been flying at night?
Yeah, exactly.
And how does the government can't explain it? So when the government can't explain it, like everything they can't explain, they just start making crap up, throwing stuff against the wall, and especially Mayorkas, the worst liar of all time, him out there stammering and stumbling and trying to make this make sense.
He
only makes it worse.
Yeah,
we have the audio. Phil, can you or Sean, can you grab cut five here? This is Alejandro Mayorkas on the ABC This Week with the libel George Stephanopoulos. I think we have to call him that now.
Yes.
Stephanopoulos. Yes. It's George Stephanopoulos.
Sorry.
Slopidopoulos. Yes, yeah.
Roll Mayorkas, Sean.
Absolutely, George, and thank you very much for having me. There's no question that people are seeing drones, and I want to assure the American public that we in the federal government have deployed additional resources, personnel, technology to assist the New Jersey State Police in addressing the drone sightings. Some of those drone sightings are, in fact, drones. Some are manned aircraft that are commonly mistaken for drones. And we do see duplicative reporting. But there's no question that drones are being sighted. Let me set the record straight here, George. There are thousands of drones flown every day in the United States. Recreational drones, commercial drones. That is the reality. And in September of 2023, the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, changed the rules so that drones could fly at night. And that may be one of the reasons why now people are seeing more drones than they did before, especially from dawn to dusk. And so that is the reality. But I want to assure the American public that we are on it. We are working in close coordination with state and local authorities. And it is critical, as we all have said for a number of years, that we need from Congress additional authorities to address the drone situation. Our authorities currently are limited and they are set to expire. We need them extended and expanded.
Well, that should settle it.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, thank you very much, Alejandro.
So I'll give this guy credit. He's still Mayor Pete's on an airplane handing out the. Did you see that over the week? Mayor Pete was on his way. Mayor Pete's on an airplane helping distribute stuff to the people who had to wait, were delayed for their flight.
Oh,
so here he is. He's playing stewardess, which would be a perfect spot for him. At least he's looking for his next job. This Mayorkas is still around. He's not going to go till the last day. So give him credit for he's going to go out there and lie till the very end. Especially to that George Snuffleupagus loser.
Exactly. Well, it's getting worse, though. It goes from Jersey to New York. Kathy Hochul issued a statement on Saturday saying, quote, this has gone too far. Officials at Stewart International Airport, never heard of it, it's about 60 miles north of New York City, they had to ground all flights with the FAA until 9:30 on a Friday. So they were grounded for well over 60 minutes. Maybe that's exactly where Mayor Pete was handing out, gift bags. But, like, I mean, you have Mayorkas sitting there saying, well, it's, you know, some of it's residential, some of it's commercial, some of it's this, some of it's that. Then he's citing things from a year and a half ago in 2023. Is there any doubt at this point that this is a government intel job? I was on the fence, Tony. I was torn between the government and China. I was like split 50-50. But now there's like this expert out there saying that this could be a classified exercise, according to a former CIA official, where they're doing some reconnaissance work to make sure that everything is on the up and up for our own defense systems. That's what I actually think that is. That actually makes a lot of sense that our own government is doing this for not surveilling citizens, but testing things in the event a foreign adversary tries to use a drone attack on us as citizens. That's what I think this is.
There was one report that they were over nuclear facilities sniffing to see if there was any excess radiation coming out. Mm-hmm. That was another one of the things floated over the
weekend. There was, like, not dirty bomb, but whatever's inside of a dirty bomb being dispersed around the area, and that they could somehow detect that these drones could detect radiation.
Yes. A former CIA officer, Laura Ballman, said on Fox News that deducing the statements from Kirby that these drones are not operating illegally, coupled with several op-eds that have been out there in the last 24 hours about the need to look at our detection systems, makes me think perhaps this is actually a classified exercise to test either evasion technology or detection technology in urban areas. I tend to agree with that. That makes a lot of sense to me. I think that's what it could be. Jeff Van Drew saying it was drones from a missing Iranian mothership. Doesn't seem to pass the sniff test. China is the easy culprit. Maybe it is. I thought for a while that it could be our government. I was concerned that they were spying on us, but this might be a thing that they're doing to test our defense systems.
Let me ask you guys this. What about something as innocent? And when I say innocent, I don't really mean innocent, but what if it's a foreign entity, but what if it's a competitor for Amazon who's trying to test out market research to, you know, do these drones? You know, we've heard all these stories about drones delivering things. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody, because if it was Amazon would come out and say it.
Right.
But if it's a Chinese company that is trying to compete with Amazon and says, hey, you know what? We can get you that shirt in 3 hours.
And cheaper.
And cheaper.
Wait a minute. Why would they do that at night when you can't see anything?
The guy
here in Florida, we did the story 2 weeks ago. We did the story. A guy in Florida shot at a drone. Was a Walmart delivery drone hovering over his house.
Yep.
They finally fined him $5,000. And they put him in jail for a couple of days.
They did, yeah.
So, and that was during the day in the middle of the afternoon here in Florida.
The testing thing doesn't make sense because if they were testing, they wouldn't do it with 50 drones at a time.
Why wouldn't they? They're surveying the area.
Yeah.
100%. Like, when you have a company like this that has, 100 people all ordering, razor blades, they need a bunch of drones to come and, all at the same time. I think that they're just kind of testing the waters, testing the market because, why? What other explanation could it be?
Are we officially ready to rule out citizens flying these around now? Like, I think we've gotten to the point where it's beyond that now.
Normal citizens would not be able to afford something like that. I mean, I know my brother is a huge drone flyer. I mean, he does competitions and things like that.
Oh, so
he has the really expensive ones. Yeah. And something like that is in the hundreds of thousands. Like, his most expensive drone, I think, is a $20,000 drone.
Oh, my God.
And that's like a...
Where's my drone, Robin? Now I'm missing my drone.
His biggest drone is probably
How big's your drone, Tony?
Where's my drone, Robin?
His biggest drone is probably a 2.5 to 3 foot wingspan.
Robin, pull Tony's drone out.
Remember Friday when I was telling you guys
Tony's drone is broken.
Remember I told you I was going to go out and do some reconnaissance here in Southwest Florida last week, right?
Yes, you did.
And then we couldn't get the drone up, so to speak. That happens when you hit your 70s,
Very sad, but sometimes that happens. It's just his drone doesn't turn on and it doesn't go up all
the way. That's what happens when you buy it for $2 on Temu. That you get what you pay for.
We need to recharge the battery.
Tony, is that a drone in your pants? Or are you just happy to see Robin?
Big drones, man. Those are expensive.
By the way, with Dawn not here today, I have now relinquished her spot of going head-to-head with some of the, I don't want to use a bad word here.
Yeah.
But Bryn Mawr builders.
Yeah.
That piece of garbage,
guy. Oh, boy.
I'm going at it with him.
Oh, no.
I'm coming right at him. I'm coming hard.
Dawn's in the chat.
I go both ways.
Tony's in the chat. Tony's in the chat yelling
at him. He's telling me, time to retire or keep broadcasting from your laundry room, whatever floats your boat. Who is this concrete coward? Hey, I want to fight you. As Frank Rizzo once said in a video that's still making the rounds, I want to fight you, punk. What have you built? Track houses? Yeah. What have you built, Mr. Bryn Mawr Builders?
When I see one.
Yeah. You're a real crumb bum.
Can we,
that is a crumb creep coward.
Can we
run? Last thing on the drone thing. I feel like there's two things going on, right? Either our government knows absolutely diddly squat, which is a distinct possibility, but I don't think that that's the case.
Yeah.
Or they do, and they're just not telling us, which I don't understand the idea behind not giving just being playing dumb.
Yeah.
Why would you not assure the public that this is something not to worry about? Why leave it open like this? I don't understand that thought perspective.
I think Trump actually posted on Truth a couple of days ago about bring these things down and bring them down immediately. I don't know if he said shoot them down, but.
But doesn't that, by the government not saying anything, doesn't that leave that open for people to take it into their own hands and try to shoot them down or something?
They are. Some people are doing it. Yeah. But it's stupid.
I just don't understand. Why not tell us?
At least
give us a believable lie so that we don't do something stupid.
I'd also be willing to bet that Trump actually knows and has been briefed on what these things are. And we've talked about this last week when we were talking about things like JFK and 9/11 and Epstein and Diddy. I guarantee you Trump knows a lot. And Trump's got a big mouth, right? And sometimes it comes back to bite him in the you-know-what. But as Van Jones said in the Big Take, Trump's not stupid, so he might very well have been briefed on what these are and is not going to say specifically what they are, but he'll put out a post to say we need to bring these things down, which I really want that to happen. I want to know exactly what these things are. We don't need any more drama.
Well, can I play one more from Mayorkas? This is cut 5B, Sean. This is with, everybody's saying that they need to shoot them down or whatever. Mayorkas says that they are limited in their authority of what they can do.
Limited.
Roll it.
You know, President-elect Trump has put out a post on this. I want to put it up on the screen right now. He says, mystery drone sightings all over the country. Can this really be happening without our government's knowledge? I don't think so. Let the public know and now. Otherwise, shoot them down. Your response?
Well, we are aware of the drone sightings, as I've said. I think there are more than 8,000 drones flown every day in the United States. With respect to the ability to incapacitate those drones, we are limited in our authorities. We have certain agencies within the Department of Homeland Security that can do that and outside our department. But we need those authorities expanded as well.
So two things. One, should we start taking bets on his resignation date like Christopher Wray? Because there's no way he makes it to January 20th.
No.
But let me ask you this. Last thought on this, a theory. Is it possible that this is nothing more than an intentional governmental distraction to keep us focused on things like drones or allegedly drones while something bigger is at play here? Because that's usually the way things work, right?
Like I'm not a conspiracy theorist, Nick.
I don't know.
Well,
the conspiracies have been pretty accurate the last 4 years.
No, the conspiracy theorists have been dead on everything.
Yeah.
I mean, is there one conspiracy that has not been proven to be accurate that you can think of?
Not that I know of. It's been pretty good for the right-wing nut jobs the last 4 years. But I don't know. We get distracted by what's up in the sky because everybody's obsessed with UFOs and things like that. And then they're doing something else behind our back. So we'll see. 855-839-1210. We'll come back. We'll get to hour number two. We'll give you some news, some bad weather, some shootings, and all sorts of other stuff that Dawn would give you. And then we'll get back to some of the other content, including whether or not Twitter's traffic fall off is cause for concern for Elon Musk and X. Interesting story from futurism.com. We'll kick it around when we come back. Hour two is on the way.
Yes, this segment brought to you by Spring Dance Hot Tubs. Have you bought your favorite radio personality the sauna yet, by the way? Because time is running out. It's only till the 24th. It's the 12 days of savings at Spring Dance Hot Tubs from December 12th to the 24th. Get up to $5,000 off hot tubs and $2,500 off saunas and 20% off water care for the first 20 customers that sign up for their new auto ship program only at Spring Dance Hot Tubs. Visit springdancehottubs.com. That's springdancehottubs.com. Time is running out, by the way. December 24th is your last day to sign up. springdancehottubs.com.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.